Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be hosting this show, which really brings an array of incredible people from all over the world to really share their stories. And to all of our listeners out there, again, from North America, South America, and also from overseas, we are all always happy to have you tuning in. Now, today, ACC News has with us Destiny Activator, Gloria Payoyo, and she is the founder of Hot Empowered Mess Movement. Now, to everyone that's tuning in today, no matter where you are, If you feel that you have a problem really loving yourself, and this is something that is not alien to us, so many of us know someone in our lives or feel this way ourselves, that for some reason we just don't fully have that love for ourselves that we should. For people that really, I guess, struggle with happiness, that's something that we all need. That's something that we all deserve in life. If this is something that you struggle with, to everyone tuning in, no matter where you are, if you're home, you know, driving on the bus or the train, again, please listen in very closely. Because today, ACC News has a special guest with us, Gloria Payoyo, and she may possibly have information that may change your life or perhaps the life of a loved one or a friend that you may know. It is now the 13th of March, and again, I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, if you do miss any of our segments or if you do miss a portion of our segment today with Gloria, all of our shows are permanently archived on our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com, and we're also a big part of social media. As I say all the time, just about everyone is now, and we are on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia, and we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/accglobalmedia. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our special guest today, Gloria Payoyo, she is what we call a destiny activator. And for all of our regular listeners that tune into our segments, know that every guest on our show really have incredible stories. So, again, Gloria herself, she's had her fair share of challenges in life, and she'll touch on it more when I do introduce her. But again, she grew up with abuse and neglect, and she struggled for years taking care of everything and everyone else but herself. How many of us tuning in today find ourselves in this situation? We are basically living our lives for other people, or perhaps to please other people. So, again, it really left Gloria in a situation where she felt very overwhelmed and unfulfilled. Really wondering why she wasn't happy when she was doing all of the right things. And so many of us out there tuning in were in that situation. Hey, we're doing everything right. Everything by the book. Everything they have told us to do growing up, we have done it. And for some reason, we don't have the happiness that we expected to have. Now, Gloria herself, she went through a major healing journey. And what she really discovered was not only to how to heal herself, but to also transform her deepest wounds into a form of love and purpose. And now the sacred gifts that she has, she now shares with thousands of people all over the world. Again, a truly incredible guest we have with us today. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Destiny Activator, founder of Hot Empowered Mess Movement, Ms. Gloria Payoyo. How are you doing today, Gloria?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing very well, and we are very happy to have you, Gloria. And, Gloria, what I really would like for you to do, and again, you have an incredible story, but I really want you to share with the audience, who exactly is Gloria Payoyo?
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to be here. So I'm a leading destiny activator. I'm also a mother. My job, I'm a professional coach. I'm very blessed to have an amazing circle of friends with me. I create community events for at-risk populations, a huge self-love advocate. And what I really stand for is people finding themselves, ditching their guilt and shame, releasing expectations, including their own expectations, and falling in love with who they are so that they can create the life of their dreams.
And with everything that is, again, you've become right now, it really came with an incredible story, an incredible journey as well. If you could please share with the audience your journey that's really led you to where you are here today.
Yes. So I had a pretty nomadic youth. My parents, there was a lot of instability growing up. And I witnessed a lot of abuse and myself survived abuse, neglect, and sexual traumas. So I was a really angry kid.
Yes.
However, I was really blessed that people saw things in me that I wasn't able to see in myself and planted enough seeds where I began to realize that it didn't matter where I came from, I could choose where I wanted to go. So kind of cleaned up my act and realized that I like helping people and looked for employment where my work uplifted other people and ended up developing programs in preventive behavioral health with the military and federal government and then decided to go back to school. I sort of maxed out what I could do with my education level, so decided to go back to school so that I could increase what I could do. And all of a sudden kind of made a shift and became an entrepreneur and started selling clothes, which was so not in my wheelhouse. However, that journey led me to personal development, which led me to my healing. And all of that led me here today to coaching.
And you mentioned as far as some of the abuse that you did go through at a younger age. And again, it's something that millions of people go through, especially in this country. And some of that abuse actually came from your parents as well. And you mentioned in the initial conversation as far as them being narcissistic and how that really affected you. If you could please share with the audience, Gloria, how really did growing up with two narcissistic parents really change your own personal outlook on life itself?
Yeah. So growing up, I had like no sense of myself, of who I was. It was kind of like my job to make sure that they were happy, they wanted me to do. Personally, I was really scared of my dad growing up. He was very physically abusive. And I had to earn love and validation from my mom. So that's kind of how that looked like with that relationship. But once I went on a healing journey, I found out who I truly am. And I did lots of work to heal myself and worked very hard to forgive my parents and also to forgive myself.
I guess your parents wanted you to live up to something as well. They set certain expectations. Is that a part of it as well?
Absolutely. I sort of had to live in a box where I would achieve enough to make them very proud of me and to sort of brag about me, but not high enough to where I was sort of like a threat. So it's this very small box that I had to live in.
I understand. And as when you did go through the healing journey, did it almost change your outlook on them as well? Did it help you understand things a little bit better?
Oh, yeah. Really going through a healing journey, you realize that if you're not working on yourself and working through your issues, you're taking them out on other people. And especially the older generations, they didn't, like, getting help is stigmatized. So they didn't really proactively go out and get help if they functioned in society. So really learning within myself and me being a mother, you know, I passed down some of those beliefs to my child, believing I was doing the right thing to prepare her for life. And I really was just passing along those beliefs. So then having to go to the journey within, healing myself, and then really working and having the hard conversations with my kid of, I taught you this and that was wrong. It led to...
So you're accidentally actually teaching your child... I'm sorry, to accidentally passing on to your child some of the things that your parents may have passed on to you.
Yeah, I think that's how it works, right? We pass on what our parents did, what they thought was the best for us with their wounds.
Yeah.
And I did the exact same thing to my child. It looked pretty. It looked like I was doing the right thing. However, under it, I was teaching her that she was obligated. I was teaching her that she had to achieve things. I was teaching her the same undercurrent of what I learned from my parents. We pass it along if we don't deal with it.
And that's deep as well, considering the amount of trauma that some of those things caused you and the fact that they stick with you so much that you could accidentally pass it on to someone else without even knowing it. And to everyone tuning in out there, it goes to show the effect sometimes of growing up and going through these things. And for Gloria to really find a way to really heal from these wounds, it just makes it that much more incredible. Now, you did... again, mention when it comes to healing and you are able to heal yourself from a lot of these different experiences that you've had. How much do you feel that letting go of other people's expectations actually contributes to this healing process?
I think it's huge. When we let go of other people's expectations, we start to see who we really are. Because a lot of times, we're so busy meeting expectations that we're not even paying attention to ourselves. But when we take that journey and we see who we are, we see what we care about, who we care for, and then what we want to do about that. We stop living our lives for other people. We stop living our lives according to what society says is what we should do. And we start to be with ourselves more and fall in love with who we are, regardless of what that looks like, and start trusting our inner voice and trusting our path and our journey.
I hear you mention the word path, and I know that you have a mindset and a program and something that you refer to as the sacred path. Can you please share with the audience what you really mean by the sacred path?
Yeah, it's my signature offer. It's a 7-week journey for you to really find yourself. We identify your personal needs and values because they vary differently to each person. We work on releasing other people's expectations, forgiveness of self, and forgiveness for giving other people, and accepting ourselves as a priority in our own lives because so many of us don't. Then we start to look at boundaries and where some boundaries could be created or strengthened, so that being what you truly care about. We identify what's important to you and what priorities you want to incorporate in your life, and that's where you start creating your life versus life is happening to you. And then we just sort of keep in touch and work through obstacles. And at the end, teach my clients how to level up so that they're empowered to keep moving forward because, you know, we kind of like master the level that we're at, and then if we want to reach for more, they know how to move forward for more. So it's really a process of accepting ourselves, loving ourselves, and setting our lives up in a way that is very fulfilling for ourselves.
And to everyone out there, in order to move forward in life, in order to actually properly love other people as well, we must find a way to love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people out there are so focused on loving other people. Do you see a lot of people are in this situation? You were in a similar situation as well as far as pleasing other people. Why do you think so many people get stuck in this mindset?
I think it's a few things. It's really hard to love ourselves sometimes, you know, and I'm not talking about just the parts of ourselves that achieve or all. I mean, even loving when we only show up maybe 50% and we wanted to show up 100%.
Yeah.
And I think it's also taught, you know, like I grew up hearing that it was selfish to care about myself. So I didn't want to be a selfish person. I wanted to be a good person. So in order to be a good person, I had to take care of everyone else. And I think a lot of lately there's a big like self-love movement. But I think before that, there a lot of it was not about self-love. It was about taking care of everyone else too.
Yes, and you're absolutely correct about that. So Gloria, we both know, and so many people tuning in know, that so many people around the world are in this situation and that need help and are looking for help. So if you could share with the audience, who exactly do you feel is your client base? Who do you feel that you can help out there?
Yeah, so successful people that are high achievers, and they're doing everything right, but they're just not happy. And that looks like they're burnt out, they're overwhelmed, they're overworked. It looks like having a really hard time getting out of bed in the morning. And it's sort of like waking up and having just a sense of dread of like, oh gosh, I've got to get up and do these things. So they're not really excited about life, even though on paper or on social media, they have everything, right?
Yes.
It's being in constant motion, being really, really busy, so that they don't have time to slow down and really look at what's going on and why they aren't happy. My big like sign for me when I was in that space was I was really sad during the holidays and my birthday. And I didn't really have a reason to be sad. And then having lots of achievements and not celebrating them or not taking a moment to be excited about it. It's sort of like hitting that achievement and, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? So it's constantly chasing that next thing instead of being able to enjoy my life right now.
And again, we all know that so many of us are in this situation. So if I'm there and I reach out to you, what are the exact services that you could provide to help me get out of this mindset and change?
My signature offer is the Sacred Path, and that's the one that I feel will do the best, the most healing for people. And then I do regular professional coaching. I do Reiki and chakra balancing, so that's more of an energetic alignment. I do energy healing, and I create personal affirmations and meditations, and EFT, which is also tapping. So kind of taking on the physical, mental, spiritual, because we're whole beings, taking on all of those.
So if I'm right now, I'm in New York or Canada, and I reach out to you, how exactly would we hold those sessions?
I do Zoom. I prefer Zoom. However, I can also do Skype and I can also do FaceTime for people that aren't in Hawaii. And then if you are in Hawaii, I have an office in Kapolei. However, worldwide through Zoom.
Can you repeat that one more time? You said you have an office where?
In Kapolei, Hawaii. It's on the west side of Hawaii.
Okay. So what I would like to ask, Gloria, because, again, we're speaking about these issues, and we both know that so many people feel this way and are going through this. From your personal experience with the people that you have helped, what do you feel are some of the biggest issues facing people today with achieving or from achieving this form of happiness?
I really believe trying to meet expectations, whether that's media or society or families, like having that sense of obligation if I have to do these things for other people or because, you know, I'm supposed to hustle all the time, all of these outside beliefs. And then I also think the lack of self-love. How many of us beat ourselves up? That's sort of like, you know, like for the example of only being able to show up 50% when you want it to be at 100. Like, how many of us are like, oh my gosh, I only showed up 50%, instead of really being proud of the fact that we showed up the best that we could in that moment. And I truly believe that we can't beat ourselves up into greatness. We have to love ourselves to get there. So the working on the self-love really changes things.
And to everyone out there that's tuning in, I know that so many people out there are influenced and see so many different people out there offering similar services that say that they can help. Gloria, if you have an opportunity to speak to these, to everyone out there and really tell these people exactly what you feel that makes you stand apart from everyone else, can you please share that with them?
Absolutely. Thank you. So I feel it's my years of experience creating programs to support individuals and then also communities, especially the work that I did with the federal government was those two components, like individual plans and then also community plans. I'm trained by an accredited international school, coaching school. I have over 10 years of high-touch personal development experience. And that means like from participating in classes to being a part of the leadership and coaching into actually leading things. I currently still create programs and events for at-risk populations in Hawaii. And I think the multiple healing modalities where it's not just working on one level, it's really working on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual needs because we are whole beings. And so addressing all of those sides. And I think because I truly want to empower my clients, I want them to really trust themselves and stand on their own, there's always additional support. However, I want them to build that relationship with themselves where they trust themselves and can listen to their inner voice.
And as far as I want your honest opinion, Gloria, when they are completely done working with you, what do you hope people take away from working with you?
I want them to find themselves, like their true selves, let go of other people's expectations so that they're living for themselves. My experience is when people are really full and in love with themselves, they show up so much differently in the world and they help other people. So it's kind of the opposite, like taking care of yourself and loving yourself gives you, you're more graceful, you're more loving, you're more kind, you're more patient. So I really want them to fall deeply in love with themselves and then trust their inner voice so that they stay on their path, because we're all on different paths.
And to everybody tuning in out there, Gloria is absolutely correct. And when people do love themselves, they tend to be less angry. They tend to be more helpful and more caring of people around them. So we all know that this world is in dire need of more love. You know, there's so many different things going on there. And for everybody that's tuning in that's in a dark place, I have to stress this. Just imagine having somebody by your side that really cares for your well-being and that's willing to go above and beyond to make sure that you achieve this level of happiness. There's really no number that you can put on the value of having that. Gloria, if you could please share with the audience, what is the personal satisfaction you really get from helping other people achieve mental and physical wellness?
It's huge. As we heal ourselves, we show up differently in the world. So there's, I mean, I can't even describe it. It's to see people take themselves on and change their lives is so beautiful and such a blessing. It's huge because I really feel that as we heal ourselves and then we show up differently in the world, it impacts other people. And then it sort of spreads. It's like when you do a nice thing and then you pay, say, the person pays it forward. It has this beautiful ripple effect. So I think it's huge. I can't describe it.
I hear the passion in your voice about it. And again, stressing to everyone tuning in today, all of the great people that you see out there all have a coach or somebody by their side to really help them through very tough times. So I just want everybody to know the value of having some of that with you to help you. And Gloria, what I do want to mention, so many people struggle with motivation. So many people even tuning in today may feel that, you know, hey, do I have the energy to do this and to change? What do you feel is your biggest influence in your life, Gloria?
For me, when it's really hard and I don't know if I can do it, I just look at my daughter. You know, like, she's learning from me, not from what I'm saying, but from who I am and how I'm showing up. And so every time it gets hard and I don't know, I just look at, I have to, not that I have to do it, I get to do it. I get to show my daughter that these cycles can be broken. I get to show my daughter that it doesn't matter what happened in the past. You can change the game at any point in time. And so having her watch me is my biggest influence. And then also I owe it to myself, you know. I owe myself to be, you know, fully show up and to do the things that I want to see happen on this earth and in my community. So it's really who I impact and my future self, because I deserve to have my dream life. I deserve that. And we all do.
Absolutely. And if you could please share with the audience, where can they go to get more information about your work or sign up for one of your programs?
Sure. I have a free Facebook group called Hot and Powered Glass Movement that I put information in daily. And my website is www.hotempoweredmessmovement.com, or you can email me at hotempoweredmessmovement@gmail.com.
And to our audience out there, if you're in a dark place, the first step to getting out of that place is reaching out for help. Why endure going through all of this on your own when you can have somebody that's been there and that's made it to help you by your side? Mm-hmm. I thank you all for joining us today. We're just about out of time. And I want to thank our very special guest for joining us today and sharing her story with our and her practice as well. Gloria Payoyo, I thank you very much for joining us, Gloria. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Matthew. It's been wonderful.
And to our audience, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and times. And I thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to having you all back in the next show.